was a public document. A clearance, not so free finance ministry, or by and also so I'm to abontain as a public document. Ministry be our commitment payment, yeah, yes, as Ministry of Information. Wouldn't him say you procure 40 state of the art LED vans for Information Services Department?
Yes,
and only the major item and near what in our capex for this year. We were expecting delivery in September, vans in November. But what you say, they have to make put in the necessary efforts to make sure, say. If you go and say, me pene my finance ministry into ya, into civil servants now who are beneficiaries of this capital expenditure that has been featured in the 2024 budget since November 2023, no, also because you are to Obama, so the remaining mandate of the current administration must expire. So that Oyebe accumulate is a to honum ama wo di abe yejuma. Does it make sense?
But the argument that, has been, sir. There is always precedence, and they refer to a letter written by Honorable Osafo Mafo to the then outgoing chief of staff. Say, and with your permission, no, Mekain, or say, I write to confirm our agreement reached on the above subject matter per our telephone conversation on December 17th, 2016, which took place within the hours of 1700 GMT as follows. One, the current rush to recruit personnel at various MDAs appears improper and must be discontinued. Two, it is agreed that positions such as the government statistician and senior staff personnel of IOCO are highly critical and must only be carried out with the explicit consent of the transition team of the president-elect. Three, it is mutually agreed that the recruitment of the government statistician and senior staff of IOCO and other MDA shall therefore be suspended by the government, considering the short duration of the transition period. We trust that any emergencies that may arise regarding the need for recruitment shall be considered on a case-by-case basis and with the explicit consent of the transition team of the president-elect. This letter was written on December 17th, 2016 to Julius Debra. Inti, why are you departing from Sir Principal?
Obi, Wakasa.
Yes.
It is based on this letter, Nameka say. The then transition team members from Yeye Party.
Yes.
Wrote this letter, it is true, dated 17 December, to the then chief of staff, telling them that this is what we think should be done. So they should depart from what they are doing. But they stated categorically and by action that the transition team's work does not place an embargo on the executive mandate of the executive president, duly elected and sworn in as president of the republic. And then after this letter dated 17 December, they went ahead to make all the appointments I mentioned to you on all these institutions. They came after this letter. They went ahead to sign a mining agreement, contracts with Exxon Cubic, after this letter. So clearly, they showed us, say, until their mandate, and ends, I have also referred to the contract execution by Honorable Mama Yarga and the interview he granted, say his executive of mandate, Ghana, for their mandate expires on 6th January 2017.
Okay.
President Akufo-Addo Dahene will expire on 6th January 2025 at midnight. And we are not asking for an hour beyond. But if they stick by the convention and they have shown us the law, and these issues, they even sent it to court. I don't know if you remember. If they have shown us the law, they've shown us the way, I don't know why all of a sudden they will depart from it. Because any area man akadom pekura yesi yen change. Na yensu yamran yeme starti yedi afresh. So they should keep the same energy. Na nyame ya adomwa. Sa akana ochia hini edru. 7 January nebeba. Position obi amfani di mkoni fi. Yebebo omuchi don preocupe. Ni ya ye papa no. Yebeka se mwa piafo. Ni enye no. we will be a responsive and responsible opposition. We will respond accordingly.
And you are saying, sir, recruitment are pursuing the various MDAs. They are according to law, what happened?
May say if it is legitimate, nothing stops the government, because just as they showed us in 2016, the Transitions Act does not put embargo on the executive,
authority of the president. The government. That's
and
true.
There has not been any other convention. Okay. Don't expect all of a sudden, because the tables have turned, I think the smooth thing we have done is to have a peaceful election and also put together a very formidable team from both sides. Say, how best that we can do the handover. No, so